This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. VOA's Patsy Wittakuswara explains what the bill will do.
The measure allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations. It stops the U.S. from going into default, which could wreak havoc in global financial systems. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who negotiated the deal with Biden, emphasized the savings, saying the bill has the biggest spending cuts Congress has ever voted for.
This is going to be law. $2.1 trillion.
Raising the debt ceiling is a routine process that has been done 78 times since 1960, but since 2011 has been a source of conflict when there's divided government. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Nearly 300 people have died in a massive train derailment in India that has injured close to 900 people, according to officials. India has declared Saturday a national day of mourning out of respect to the victims. The accident happened Friday night, about 220 kilometers south of Kolkata. Emergency workers had to climb overturned train cars to rescue some victims, while others cut through drain cars to provide emergency services to those trapped inside. Authorities say at least three multi-car trains were involved in the derailment accident. Train accidents are a frequent occurrence in India due to the railway's aging infrastructure. More than 12 million people ride thousands of trains across the country every day. More on this story at